God's work, our hands. We've been talking about this for the last few weeks. And if we ever get tired of hearing how we are called to love God by loving others, all we need to do is watch the news on a daily basis to realize that we obviously haven't heard it enough. Every day there are ways in which people are falling into judgmental or selfish traps that put up walls to block God's love. And even if it weren't in the news, then we're not just being as public, right? Gun violence, discrimination, violent threats, lawsuits, all the way down to our meager thoughts on how can I spare enough? We people in general act in ways that protect ourselves first before loving others. And just like for the disciples and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, God repeatedly shows us, without judgment, the importance of loving God and loving one another. Now, we know that God's work is not about the legalities in life. We know that God's work isn't about what we ought to do. It's not about meeting specific requirements. God's work is about giving the whole of our lives over to God. Loving God and loving others. Building relationships with God at the center. Putting aside our selfish needs and living holy lives. Lives dedicated to God. Now, we've heard it over and over, but still, when we hear of events like last week's shootings in Oregon, or even the threat of a shooting in our own town, we think, oh, that's sad, terrible, horrible events. But if we're really honest, we also think, I would never do that. I'm not that evil of a person. And we spin the web of turning to politics and personal beliefs to condemn the other and step back into our own bubbles, expecting someone else to fix those problems. It's easier to just turn back into our own lives and focus on how we are better. We turn and fall into our selfish traps. We focus on ourselves and protecting ourselves. But just like Jesus repeatedly tells the disciples that it's about God and others, we too need to be reminded that being a Christian, living a life following Christ, means consecrating our lives. It means making our lives, everything that we have and everything that we do, making it holy. Using it for God's purpose, for God's mighty work in the world around us. We don't just do that by doing churchy things, right? We don't even do that only by donating toilet paper or food to the food pantry or giving a friendly wave to the new face on the block. We are called to consecrate every part of our lives. From the mundane act of washing dishes or driving down the street to the big things that are more obvious, taking into consideration that all people are children of God, and giving all people the benefit of the doubt, building those positive relationships, regardless of our differences. That's how we consecrate our lives for God's purpose in this world. We have lots of opportunities to participate in ways of showing God's love through the church here. We donate to the SOS or to the Pine Ridge, giving time to bring a meal over to the Bread of Healing, working on the beautiful quilts that you see before you. But you also have countless ways to show God's love every moment of your lives, every day. From the way that you talk to your spouse or to your children, to the way you react to the clerk at the store or to the salesperson on the other end of the phone. And just like the disciples and the Pharisees, We always try to wiggle our way out of things. We try to justify why we can't or shouldn't. But God just patiently reminds us again and again that our creation, our being, is meant for God's work in this world. And God brings us countless situations where we have the opportunity to love one another. I used to imagine God banging his head against the wall. Every time I would, open my pantry and empty out the stuff that I didn't need anymore to donate to someone in need. Or when we would sit back at home and talk about our finances and how much we could give to who and when and all that sort of stuff. I used to imagine God rolling his eyes and trying to tell me how ridiculous I was being for worrying about what to give, by overthinking it. But now I realize that God doesn't bang his head in exasperation. He gave up on that a long time ago. God has so much more patience than that. Instead, God continues to put before us the opportunities to be reminded that God provides what we need and gives us even more to share with others. There is never a deficiency in moments or days when we have the opportunity to put God first in our lives. Never a deficiency in the number of times that we'll put ourselves first. But just like the disciples, the ones closest to Jesus even, needed to hear over and over again, we too are reminded that our lives are for God's work in this world. And we just keep on trying. It's kind of funny, actually. Each week, I gather with a group of other pastors, and we talk about what we're supposed to be preaching on for the coming Sunday. And this week in particular, we were covering three different gospel lessons. The group of us, we were all preaching on different things, right? So we had someone preaching about the scripture on divorce. The disciples asked Jesus, or the Pharisees asked Jesus, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? And then someone else was preaching about the Good Samaritan story. And I shared the gospel that I was preaching on. And we realized that these three gospel lessons were all teaching the same thing. God's word is about relationships. God's work is done in and through relationships. And we can't fix those relationships necessarily. We can't make those relationships be a certain way. But there's one thing that we can rely on, and that's God's presence in and among those relationships. So I ask, will you pray with me this morning? Holy God, help us understand that your word is not about keeping score or even about doing the right things, but it's about the relationships that you create for us. Help us to be your presence in every relationship, the good ones, the broken ones, even the ones that we don't know exist yet. But also help us to not just see ourselves in those relationships, but to see you on the other side as well. Amen.